He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. We pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we're going to spend the next half hour with you here today talking about the Word of God, and specifically, we're going to be in Psalm 142, and we're going to be looking at some of the reasons that we have to praise God. First of all, the reason we praise God is because of who He is. Because of who He is, there are benefits, there are blessings that come into our life, but we have to remember that all of those activities and all of those things are actually anchored in the identity of Jesus Christ. It's who He is. It's not just what He does, it is who He is. So if heaven was not streets of gold, if it was not crystal seas, if it was not mansions, but Jesus was still there, it would still be heaven. All of those other things are just additional benefits to the reality of the one who purchased us with His blood. So that's where we're going to go today. We're going to be in Psalm 142. I'd like to say thank you, first of all, today to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. Weirich Air is based in Rockledge, Florida, but they travel all throughout Brevard County. They've got decades and decades, over 50 years of experience in professional sales, services, and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and as well as the electrical fields. They work primarily in residential settings, but they do some light commercial work. They have done a number of projects through the years for Merritt Assembly of God, and they even provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and at an affordable price. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. If you find yourself in need of their services, their phone number once again is 321-632-9538. Weirich Air, owned by Dennis and Carla. They pastor a church in Geneva, I believe it is. And that's here in Central Florida up off of State Road 46. And they bring the Word of God to their congregation. They minister in their community, and they bring those same kingdom values to their business. We are thankful that they are friends of the Refresh Radio program. Let's go to Psalm 142. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about David's statement here in verse number 4 that says, "No one cares for my soul," and talked about what all of that had to mean. So let me start reading today, Psalm 142, verses 4 through 7, and says, "Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me." So, as David was contemplating and writing this particular psalm, and he lamented the fact that no one cares for his soul. He says in verse number 5, "My portion, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." So what he is vocalizing is that God is his portion. If you go back and look at the way that the children of Israel was supposed to allocate the land to the various tribes when they went into the promised land. So there were 12 tribes, but Jacob had given Joseph a double portion. He had given a portion to Manasseh, which was Joseph's oldest son. That son was born to him in Egypt, and Joseph had named him Manasseh because God had made him forget all of his troubles and afflictions. And then he had another son while in Egypt. This is before the famine broke out, and he named him Ephraim because that meant double fruit, that God had made him fruitful, even in the land where he had been sent as a captive. That meant that there were 13 portions, but God said this to the tribe of Levi. He said, "I'm going to be your portion." So there were going to be some places that were designated for them, but in reality, the inheritance of the Levites was not geographical, it was relational. And I will tell you from some of the things that I see in this world that there are a lot of people with tremendous amounts of things, but they don't really get the personal satisfaction from owning those things. And many times their relationships are the cost for having all of those things. In other words, their relations come and go. They're almost like they are disposable. And what David says here is, look, I came from the tribe of Judah, and as such, he was granted through his father and his grandfather and his ancestor, as a member of the tribe of Judah, he was granted a geographical inheritance. But the thing about David was this: he did not just care about the land or the sheep. He cared about his relationship with God, and so he was reminded in his spirit about what God had told Abraham when God said to him, "I am your exceeding great reward." So this word portion means my territory, my portion of food to be nourished by. It is, I have a share in, I have a part in, this is my profit, this is my reward. We need to make sure that we remind ourselves that our relationship with God is superior to anything and everything this world has to offer. Never exchange your relationship with God for things. When I was 15 and a half, I was able to get a job in the state that I lived in. The job that I had was washing dishes in a truck stop. I could do that 2 days a week, both of them on the weekend. It was Saturday and Sunday. And I learned to not enjoy washing a couple of pots and pans in particular. One was they served a lot of gravy in that truck stop. And you didn't really want to deal with the pot that the gravy was stored in when they were preparing those meals. And then the other one was oatmeal. Both of those things were the least enjoyable things to wash. And I was not there for very long. Here's the reason. When I got that job, I didn't have the, at 15 and a half, I didn't really appreciate at that time, what a blessing it was to be able to be in the house of God. In those days, churches didn't have services on Saturday night and eight times on Sunday. There were not those offerings. There was Sunday morning. And if you had a large church, then you might have an early morning service, and then you might have a secondary service. A lot has changed on the spiritual landscape since those days. And so I was excited at 15 and a half to be able to make money. But after 2 weeks, I realized that $1.65 an hour that I was making was costing me the experience to get to be in the house of God and to worship with other like-minded believers. So $1.65, I think I was limited to working 5 hours a day. And so I was making $10 or $15 a week. Now, mind you, everything was a lot less expensive back then. Gas was less than a dollar a gallon. It was more like 35 cents a gallon, 36 cents a gallon, something like that. And, you know, so the money went a little further, but I realized that it was costing me something spiritually, and my spiritual relationship with God was worth more than the financial aspect of it. So I quit and didn't miss that. By the way, it wasn't the last time that I had a job washing dishes. When we came to the church, there was a season where my job selling shoes, the store lost its lease. And then my wife went out and got a full-time job so I could devote more time to the church. And I got a job, washing dishes at a restaurant across the street from the church. By the way, now Ola's Cuban Kitchen is there and their food is very, very good. They've completely renovated that place and it looks amazing. So it wasn't because I felt like washing dishes was something I was too good to do. It was that was costing me more spiritually than what I was willing to pay. I hope that you realize what a blessing it is to have a relationship with God. When it says God is my exceeding great reward, that is a reward of eternal benefit. And I hope that we will have the same mindset toward our portion, our allocation by God that Naboth did. Naboth had a vineyard. King Ahab wanted it. And Naboth said, no, that's my inheritance. And I'm not going to sell it to you. And Ahab went off in a huff. Jezebel plotted a false charge against him, had him executed. And Ahab went and took over what was Naboth's original allocation, his inheritance that he had had from the time his family entered into the promised land until then. And Elijah showed up and Ahab said, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" He said, "I'm not the one that caused trouble for Israel. It's you." I hope that we would realize, look, God is my portion. He's my allocation, and I'm going to keep that. I'm going to defend it. I'm not going to treat it as disposable. There was another of David's mighty men who had about a half acre of land, and he had some crops that grew on it, and that was the way that they earned their living, but it was also the way that they fed their family. And some people came and attacked him trying to get his little half acre of land. And the Spirit of the Lord enabled him to defend that land. And he came out victorious, even though he was battling a number of people. He was outnumbered significantly, but with God as his portion, he came out victorious. With God as our portion, I also want to focus on this, that he's the one that we receive our nourishment from. Now, how I want to present this to you is, what are you feasting on during this holiday season? What is it that you're perpetuating? Because I've known people who perpetuated anxiety, and so they were always unsettled. They were always anxious. They were always expecting the worst to happen. Some people are constantly dealing with other issues. For some people, it's finances. It's financial insecurity. And so I want to tell you that the best financial plan is God's plan. It's God's plan. And you and I, if we will constantly feast on the fact that God is the one that we are in covenant with, and one of the blessings of that is he is our provider. He is the one which we get our nourishment from. It is irrelevant what our cupboard looks like. It is irrelevant what our freezer may look like. If we have God in our life, we know this. He is going to take care of us in times of abundance. He will take care of us during times of challenge. But he has the ability to feed us, to strengthen us, even beyond what natural resources have to offer. Now, I was talking with my son-in-law. He was telling me about this podcast that he had listened to, and it was about someone that had challenged, you know, pastors. Hey, you know, if you're really called, you'll do this for free. And my immediate response was this: many of us have. It just because it may not be something that's a reality right now does not mean that it is not something that we have done numerous times throughout our lives. And I want to caution you. My superintendent made this statement a number of years ago. And he said, don't get your theology from TikTok or YouTube or whatever. That's not where you get your theology. Your theology is you go to the Word of God, you study the Word of God, and as we do, we find that God is going to feed our souls. So it's not about what the natural means look like. And so, if we recognize that God has made provision for us, we can feast on our relationship with God. So one of my favorite stories has to do with Philip, who is preaching a very successful revival, and God picks him up and puts him in the wilderness, or has him go out into the wilderness. And, you know, that seems like a setback when we realize that God doesn't cause us to have setbacks. He sets us up. God will set you up for success. He never sets you up for failure. God knows what's going on inside of us better than we know what's going on inside of us. And so Philip gets positioned in the wilderness, and there's a chariot that's riding by, and he goes and starts running beside the chariot, and here's what the guy's reading on the inside of the chariot, and he says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He said, "How can I understand it unless somebody explains it to me?" The end result of that guy ends up getting saved. He ends up getting baptized, and he ends up becoming very influential in taking Christianity into Egypt and into Northern Africa. All because of that one encounter. So what looked like a setback actually was an advancement of the kingdom of God. God is my portion. He's what I'm going to feast on. I'm going to feast on the word of God. So I was watching a little video. And by the way, when I say don't get your theology from these, you know, without studying the word of God, there are some places where you can get some good information. But make sure that it lines up with the word of God, not just somebody who's got a lot of followers. And this person said that a lot of times people live their life asking God for what his will is, or what, you know, word he has for them. He says, and in the meantime, they have a Bible that is sitting over there neglected. And he said, so whenever someone asks me for a word, I said, well, tell me, where are you reading in the scriptures? They said, oh, I don't read my Bible. And he said, well, what are you asking me for a word? You wouldn't know if I told you a godly word from an ungodly word. And so we need to realize what God has blessed us with. He's our portion. He is the word that we have, and we need to recognize it as daily bread. Now, I want to say one more thing. We've got a few minutes here before we end. And he says, God, you are my portion in the land of the living. I want to raise your expectation. And that expectation is this. First of all, because God is our portion, we do have an eternal blessing that awaits us, that we're going to get to live, thrive, and worship in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is glorious. Don't miss it for the world. But there are a lot of believers who live with that promised future as their only hope. They live as if nothing good is ever going to happen to them in this life. Now, I want to live my life because Jesus has forgiven my sins and is the Lord of my life. I live as if he never does one more thing for me in the land of the living, I am still blessed and highly favored. He has been better to me than I could have possibly been to myself, and he's better to me than I deserve. But God is not just the God of heaven. He is the God in the land of the living as well. And you and I are not just called to get to heaven. We are called to be his ambassadors here on earth. And so we live with God as our portion in the land of the living as well. So he is my savior. He is my healer. He is my power. He is my peace. He is my joy. I live as if all of those things are going to be experienced here in my lifetime. There are a lot of people who you start talking about blessings here on earth and they start getting really nervous. I want you to know that the blessing isn't the amount of money in your bank account. The blessing is the God who is on the Lord of your life, so that we are not going through this life alone. My wife and I had to travel a couple of months ago out to visit family. Her mother had passed away, and we flew into this airport. We don't normally fly into that particular airport, but we did this time. And so we flew in. And one of the things that I noticed was that in this particular terminal, if you were of a certain class of clientele for this one particular airline, you could get into an area of the airport that other people couldn't get into. That you had to show your boarding pass or your frequent flyer card or some. There was a secret access code that got you in. Without that, you didn't get to experience what was on the other side of the door. Well, I want you to know that as a believer, that Jesus is our portion, and so beyond the grave is a level of blessing and favor and worship and holiness that you don't want to miss for the world. That's on the other side of that door. But as a believer, there is this life as well, and we are ambassadors for Christ. We live to represent Him. That means the words that we speak need to be words that we are hearing that comes from Him who is in authority over our life. I pray this Christmas that it's not just about stuff for you, but instead it is about your portion, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the lover of your soul, the one who gives you peace that passes understanding, the one who called us out of the grave spiritually into everlasting life, the one who takes our mourning and turns it into dancing, who turns our sorrow into joy. I pray that this Christmas season, we will all get to live the life that reflects that God is our portion, not just forever, but right here, right now as well. Have a friend. God's really brought him a long, long ways in his Christian walk. And he said, I have quit apologizing for the blessing of God in my life. I hope you'll do the same thing. God wants to bless you with His presence. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.